It's time to find out what they're doing in the game. They play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing, Wixie?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2FM.com.au.
How'd the country championships in Tamworth go on the weekend, mate?
Oh, outstanding, mate. Outstanding weekends of rugby and some great stories out of it. And, you know, Mid-North Coast and Far North Coast were able to come together in spite of droughts and floods and all that sort of stuff. And having a chat with the administrator there, Wayne Mullane, for New South Wales Rugby in the Far North Coast, his office was on the second floor in the main street of Lismore and it was drowning in water. So they've only just started their competition, the Coopers Far North Coast Premiership.
Wow.
And they've done a great job to make that happen. So final day was great. Great to see. We'll get the names of the girls in that next week for you and all their local representatives. But, yeah, the San Jose Central North Kookaburras were beaten 23 points to nil by the crew there at West Central West. So that's their second, I think, or third Thompson Cup in a row. The Colts were won by Central West. They made it first past the post, which was a great idea. And finally, in the big game there, of course, it was 29-22 with less than a minute to go. The Central West Blue Bulls, the champions from the past 2 years in the Caldwell Cup, got the chance and they took the chance. They played running rugby all the way through the tournament. They were outstanding and got the 29-all draw when it came to the full time against Central Coast. But Central Coast just had a little bit too much class, got a penalty, made it 32-29. And one of their players, we won't name, dropped the ball over the line with about 90 seconds to go, but they were able to hold it out and some fantastic performances overall. Central Coast has certainly taken the template from Central West as far as doing stuff. And we can say to you, it looks like Central West at the end of next year, if they can retain the Caldwell Cup or get into the final, they'll be able to win their way to Auckland by the sound of it, like, much like Central West has done in going to the Canterbury Crusaders a couple of years ago and hopefully to Otago next year. So great to see. Cockatoos and Corella sides will be selected in the fullness of time and all of that will be on nswcountryrugby.com.au.
All right. Local rugby is back after a weekend off.
Yeah, big weekend, of course. Crindle Lions are, of course, at home having a bit of fun there. And they've got a very, very interesting game there in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership. We're moving around round 9, which is the end of the first round. And they've got some fantastic games on this weekend. You can find out more through cnru.com.au. But they this weekend take on the Inverell Highlanders at Rugby Park. The Belmore Hotel Scum Rumbies take on Tamworth Pirates. That'll be in Ladies and Gentlemen as well. So get out there from 12 o'clock. And the Rens Gunnar Red Devils take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls. That's going to be a massive, massive game, top of the table. Again, Mays and gentlemen are part of that as well. And, yeah, should be a ripping weekend of Santos Central North Rugby Premiership. We move back into the fun, which is Newcastle, of course, in the biggies there. We've got Helen and Hawks taking on Southern Beaches. Lake Macquarie take on Mirror the Carlton. Wanderers take on Nelson Bay. And the Singleton Earthing Bulls are on the road to Hamilton Hawks. The first game, sorry, is Maitland versus Southern Beaches. In, of course, the experiential thing, which is the Pennington Cup, which is the divisional. Uni take on the crew there from Griffins. The Reds are away to Easts. They're at Dangar Park in Newcastle. And Hawkshill Brown Snakes at Empire Park take on the boys there from the Cessnock Mongrels. And, of course, in the ladies, we do have Mirror the Carlton up against Madawi. That'll be at Boyd over in Madawi on Friday night at about 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, of course, at 4:30, we've got Hamilton Hawks taking on the Waratahs, and also the Maitland Blacks are on the road there to Wanderers. Also, Friday night from about 6 o'clock there at Marcellin, we do have the Thursday fourth grade. So there's three games of that. They're half an hour each. They're a fantastic opportunity for older players to get out there and have a bit of a run around and see if they can find their way into third grade.
All right. And in our last minute, we've just got enough time to talk about this weekend's Super Rugby final between the Auckland Blues and the Canterbury Crusaders in their 16th final.
Yeah. 5 o'clock kickoff on GM Channel 82. So looking forward to that. And you can look forward to seeing hopefully the Auckland Blues win it. It'll be back-to-back titles for them in the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Pacific experience. Also, on Sunday morning there on Stan, we've got the final of the United Rugby Championship at 3 o'clock there, as we have the two South African teams that have left Super Rugby, and that is the Northern Bulls taking on the Western Stormers in Cape Town. And at midnight, of course, we've got the English stuff there with Leicester Tigers taking on Northampton Saints. Wallaroos, of course, play on Saturday morning in the last of their games there on Stan against the Canucks. Had a close loss, 16-14. So we look forward to talking about that. And, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the Cadbury Wallabies when they get stuck into it. They do have a thing called Christmas Day on Thursday, Bear, when they come into camp and get all their free stuff, may it be from ASICS or the 10, you know, kilogram block of chocolate from Capri. So they can send us half a dozen of those. But, yeah, it's always a great time when you get the free kit. And a lot of the players are very generous in giving it to charities and also their families. So we'll talk more about the Capri Wallabies most probably next Tuesday when we're back. We'll have a chat on Saturday and we'll see how we go there from 1 o'clock on 91.2 FM and 2fm.com.au.
Someone who is equally generous with their time, Wixie, will join us on the Sideline View this weekend. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Bear.